On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
This is big. This is one of the biggest show announcements we're going to make of 2018, certainly, and maybe of the last year, because I don't know the last time this has happened. Mitch Tischler wants everybody to know that he's here in studio because he's knocking stuff over. Say hello, Mitch.
Hello. Literally nobody could hear that, by the way.
I heard it. All right. In case you don't know, in case you're lost and landed on this podcast somehow, this is JP Finley. This is Redskins Talk Podcast. We have a lot to talk to you about. We've got some news about Jameson Crowder. We have a pretty good discussion we're going to have about Kirk Cousins, like we're going to do every day for the March of Time. We got a very cool interview with former Redskin Darrell Young is going to be on the show. All of these would make this one awesome episode of the podcast. But we got big news. Not only are we going to do Tandler's Got Jokes today, but here it is, folks. Tandler is off the Lazy Boy and is in studio in Bethesda in the podcast room. How about that?
Hello, hello.
Whoa!
Bang, bang, bang.
I'm applauding, dude. I don't know if they can hear it. Tandler, it's good to see you, man. It's Thank you. To have you in here.
Good to be here.
I haven't seen you in the state of Maryland since the Broncos game.
I don't know.
Yeah, Christmas.
That you were in FedEx Field for that.
Oh, right, right.
I haven't seen you in the Bethesda studio in months.
Yikes. No, not months.
Months.
Months. Month or so.
Month. Dude, you haven't been in here since Thanksgiving.
Okay, let's not waste people's time, okay?
People are interested in this, Mitch.
People are definitely interested in this.
I also have a weird surprise reveal that I'm going to break out. Should we do this towards the end of the show?
Oh, yeah. Let's save the drama.
Okay.
Let's save the drama.
Let's save the drama.
Let's build the drama.
All right, let's build the drama. So, a little bit of news. I talked to a source. Word is Jameson Crowder is open to contract talks with the Redskins about getting extension done, which would make a lot of sense for the Redskins. It would make a lot of sense for Jameson. It removes the concerns about an injury from 2018 for him, and it helps the Redskins in that they only have Doxson, Crowder, Mo Harris, and Robert Davis under contract. So if you can extend Jameson Crowder, maybe it's a team-friendly deal. Crowder hasn't gotten paid much yet. He's due to make $800,000 this year. While for normal people like us, that's a ton of money in the NFL for a productive receiver. That's peanuts.
Yeah.
So
fourth round pick.
I think this is if the organization can get it done. I don't expect this to happen anytime soon. I think we're talking more of a summertime kind of contract. But if it could happen, to me, it makes a lot of sense. Tandler, what say you?
Yeah, well, it was around the timing. They have gotten most of these. They've been all over the place, really. They got Jordan Reed done in the spring. They got Morgan Moses done on the day of the draft. And then Trent and Kerrigan came out either just before or during training camp. So who knows? It just depends on when the deal's done.
When Chris Thompson's was right before the season.
Right before the season, yes.
And one that was a little different because he was a restricted, just like Quentin Dunbar just got his deal done, but he was heading into restricted free agency.
Right. And but the important thing to note here is that this is the now, it's just now that Crowder can redo his contract. He was drafted, stayed on the team, had 3 years of his rookie contract. You're locked into those.
Yep.
So his only option to, so now he can renegotiate, re-sign a new deal, tear up the last year's deal, extend it, whatever they want to do.
And go ahead, Mitchell.
I was just going to say, he's been a pretty reliable part of the offense for 3 years now, so it makes sense to try and get something done. It's a little rough timing, considering he didn't have the best 2017 season. But
so that's exactly what I wanted to talk about, and we can do it briefly. Crowder's numbers took a step backwards from 2016.
In 2016, everyone's did.
Yeah, certainly. But in 2016, he had 67 catches, 847 yards, 7 touchdowns, led the Redskins in touchdowns. 2017, 66 catches, 789 yards, 3 touchdowns. So the catches and the yardage were pretty similar. The touchdowns took a big drop. And almost more importantly, not as important, but it stood out, he struggled in the punt return game.
Big time.
Significantly.
Yeah. But he hasn't been a punt returner before.
What? Crowder?
Crowder?
Yeah, he's been the punt returner
since he was drafted, and he was a punt returner at Duke.
Okay.
All right. Other than that, not much.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, cut that out.
I think Mitch owes us some push-ups or something. You got to buy beers, dude. That's an A1 botch. Taylor, do you want push-ups or beers?
Anyway, push-ups.
All right, Mitch, you going to do push-ups with the headset on?
With the headset on?
I don't know how this is going to work. All right, we'll see if we get to that. Or I'll just videotape it and I'll tweet it out. Jay Gruden talked about the troubles with special teams, just that we might have to get better. And I referenced that in the article. And Jay said, I don't want to put it all on Jameson, but what happened this year was unacceptable. And it was. Jay's right.
So what do you do, though? I think they either need to A, pull him out of it altogether, or B, at least have some competition. He just goes, man, yeah, you can't be standing there in the middle of the season and say, well, I have nobody else to return punts.
Right.
You just cannot be in that situation.
A, Maurice Harris can return punts for you. You can come up with somebody. What about who the hell knows
more reliable and is more of a threat?
You're losing the threat. You're losing the threat, but I think he's more reliable with his hands.
How do we know?
Because he's got great hands. I always talk about.
Okay, well, that means so does Jameson, pretty much.
Here's the problem: is I think Chris Thompson would be great, but you don't want to let him take those shots. If he makes the roster, and it's a long shot because it's January and we're talking about September, could Capri Bibbs return punts for you?
I don't know.
You don't know, but he seems shifty and small, and he's got good hands out of the backfield.
Look.
Kendall Fuller was always the second guy back there.
I think he's too valuable at this point.
I agree, but at least for this season, he was.
Here's what I know. The struggles in the punt return game will not impact Jameson Crowder's value should he get to free agency. Because his value is as a slot receiver. And in the NFL, most teams have them on the field, and Crowder's pretty damn good at it.
Most teams wouldn't have to use him as a punt returner.
Right, exactly. And maybe they'll address it. They should very clearly see they have that hole. You know one dude who could have helped him? Will Blackman, who's a friend of the show and who can return punts.
That's true.
Maybe Brian Mitchell. I think he's a friend of the show, and he can return punts.
He's our friend, definitely.
He can definitely return punts.
You think B-Mitch is definitely your friend? He's the CEO of Violence, per Doc Walker.
I don't know. He's always been good to me. That's all I'll say.
How about this? This is a little quirk on the Pro Football Reference webpage for Jameson Crowder. In his rookie, so last year they have him listed as a wide receiver. 2016 they have him listed as a wide receiver. As a rookie, they have him listed as a fullback / wide receiver. How about that? You remember the play Crowder played fullback? Maybe that's like a flanker back. I don't know. Sometimes they just do that because it's some quirky thing where he lined up in the backfield one time.
Yeah.
All right. Tandler, I'm just going to let you explain a really well-written article you had before we get to our Darrell Young interview. Tell me what the hell the Redskins have planned should they lose Kirk Cousins.
Good question. Listen, this team has known since 2014. They've had some degree of instability at quarterback since 2014. That was Jay Gruden's first year. Quickly knew that Robert really wasn't going to be the long-term answer. Cousins was throwing interceptions left and right. They had Colt McCoy, who was not, hadn't proven durable. Maybe a good guy for a few games. And since then, they've had, in the three drafts since then, they've had 27 picks. They took one quarterback in the sixth round, Nate Sudfeld.
Who maybe they would have liked to keep?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm skeptical, but I'll admit I could be wrong.
Sud's about to play in a playoff game.
That's neither here nor there.
Sud's is not going to play in the playoff game.
No.
All right.
Okay.
I'll take that action.
Let me finish here.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, that's okay. But they have done nothing. Case Keenum was out on the street for him. I mean, they didn't even bother to put a quarterback who might have some promise on the practice squad last year. They had two guys for the first seven games of the season. Cut the other guy. I have the names in the article. I can't even remember them. Nobody knows who they are. They were not threats to ever take a snap in an NFL game. But they've just wasted all this time at the position. And now they're kind of at gunpoint with Kirk Cousins. That either got to pay him a ton of money or let him go and start all over again at quarterback with nothing.
I love the phrase that Kirk Cousins has the Redskins at gunpoint. I think that's a well done by you.
Yeah, well, it's true. And right. You know what? It's their own doing. They gave him the gun. They put the bullets in it and said, here. You know, but just by neglecting the most important position on the field. I think it's
– And he knows
that. Now that you really look at it, it's disgraceful the way they've done that.
Disgraceful?
Disgraceful.
Oh, Greg Abernathy just showed up with a wet vac. I don't know what the hell he's doing. Maybe okay. He's preparing for Mitch's push-ups. Taylor, anything else to add?
No, just check out the post. Has some more details in it at CSN. No, that's CSN.
That's
Taylor.
That's not an A1 botch, but that's a botch.
That's a botch.
I think Mitch owes us like three beers. You owe us one beer.
NBCSportsWashington.com.
All right, good stuff. Let's go to DY now. We're going to have a good conversation. Quick word from our sponsors, but stick with us on the back end. Tandler's got jokes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Here he is, one of the all-time good guys that played for the Redskins, Darrell Young. Thank you so much for joining us, DY. How is everything going, man?
Everything's good, you know, just living the corporate life now and, you know, figuring out what's next in life. You know, the Panthers cut me back in September and I had to have a plan. Came home, I actually filled out an application while driving home on I-95.
That doesn't sound safe. Were you driving?
No, I wasn't. Yeah, I was driving, but, you know, it was okay. It was a lot of traffic, so pulled out the laptop, reached out to a couple guys, and, you know, I had to submit my resume, so it was the fastest way I can do it. Think of anything. Tuesday morning, they gave me an interview after Labor Day, so it worked out well.
And that's awesome. To tell all our listeners, I saw you in New York before that terrible Week 17 Redskins-Giants game. Regardless of which team you were rooting for, that game was awful, right?
It wasn't one of the best games of the weekend, I'll say that.
No, it wasn't. Well, and you can tell by that very correct political answer that you're now working for the league, and there's no such thing as a bad football game, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you know what? The NFL has been one of the bright spots and how I look at everything. Now I'm a fan of all 32 teams, so it's a little different as opposed to game planning for one team each week.
Right. And very cool. So you're working for the league, living in the city. What exactly are you doing? You're on the PR side of things, is that right?
No. So I'm actually working in events. I'm trying to get down to football operations with some things. I like what's going on down there, but events was kind of the opening to get into where I want to go eventually, you know, just in terms of goals and stuff. So I'm doing events, working with international partners, setting up hotels and travel for these guys coming over for Super Bowl and Pro Bowl and stuff. So it's actually interesting to actually sit behind a computer, use Microsoft Outlook, use Excel every day as opposed to open an iPad to, you know, view the plays of the week. It's a little different, but right. I like it, though.
Do you want to know a secret? I can't use Excel to save my life.
All right. Well, there's one thing I didn't think there was anything that was could be possibly close to you and being better at. So it's good to know.
So here's what I'm curious. Now that you're an office guy, Does that mean I'm closer to a football player? Because you were able to transition from football player to office, so maybe I could transition from office to football.
You know what? For Pro Bowl, I'll be on the field a little bit, so I don't know if I'm that far-fetched from it. But
yeah, I think I'm still very far-fetched from it.
No, I don't believe so.
Real quick, I want to talk to you about everything going on with Kirk Cousins. I'm trying to look it up real quick. What was the DY podium game? That to me is one of my – was that 2014 against the Eagles?
No, 2013 San Diego Chargers at the time.
How many touchdowns?
Three touchdowns, one in overtime to seal it.
So I just remember being in the locker room and Tony Wiley, who, you know, is infamous for lots of reasons, but at his core is such a good, nice dude, and he just yells, DY to the podium! What was your reaction to that?
I was excited. I couldn't stop smiling. I said, you know what? This is an ample opportunity. I kind of like this a lot, you know, so let's get used to this. It didn't work out in my favor that way, but I liked it.
Just so all our listeners know, what in the locker room after games, the locker room is open to the media. We're all in there asking questions. There's, you know, camera guys everywhere, and it's a fun but chaotic situation. But when a player goes to the podium, it's because they're going to get so many questions that it's easier to have them in the interview room. And it was the three touchdown game. Your stat line in that game is pretty damn impressive.
I think it was three carries for 4 yards or something like that.
per the stats, five carries, 12 yards, three touchdowns.
Okay.
How about that?
Not a bad day.
Not a
bad
and fullback. Dude, and a tackle.
I believe so. I had one on a punt, I believe.
Specials? Yeah, there you go. All right. That's our memory lane trip. I want to ask you, as somebody who has been on all sides of NFL negotiations and talking with front office folks, what on earth is going to happen with Kirk Cousins and the Redskins?
You know what? Well, it'll be interesting to see. I don't really know in terms of negotiations and stuff, but I know he's due to make $34.8 million if they franchise tag him again. So
they can't do that, right?
I don't believe so, but, you know, I think if you want to move forward with an organization, I think every winning organization has a quarterback who's stable at that position. If you look at the history of the game with Aaron Rodgers now, you know, what Brett Favre was able to do for the Packers for a long time, been Big Ben in Pittsburgh, obviously Tom Brady up in, you know, New England, Drew Brees down in, you know, New Orleans. You get my drift with it.
I do.
Every stable organization has a great leader, and I think, you know, Kirk's been around for a long time. I think you should pay the guy. Why bring in a guy that you have to basically groom? And as you can see, you know, I was reading an article about the Giants not addressing the tackle position in the draft or free agency last year, and it said that Jerry Reese got fired because of that. You know, so address the things that you need to address for your fan base, for your team, and, you know, go from there with things. I think it starts at the quarterback position. I think, you know, you surround them with some different skill players in a sense where guys that, you know, can come in and make an immediate impact. I didn't think Terrell Pryor worked out the way they wanted to, but hey, that's why you know, take chances on guys, and you know, hopefully they address something in the draft or free agency as they haven't, you know, done in the past in terms of free agency.
Right. And, you know, I don't knock them for the prior. It was a swing and a miss, but it doesn't hurt them. It was 1 year, $6 million. They had the room. Pryor had all the physical tools. I don't think he was a fit with Kirk, honestly. I think Kirk's a little too programmatic, and Pryor wants to get off script a little bit more. But the one word you used there, you kept saying every stable organization has stability at quarterback. You know Ashburn in and out. How stable is that organization?
I just think it's been up and down for the past couple of years. I think Bruce Allen's, you know, a great guy and a great leader in that organization. I think he's trying to find the right fit. I just think it takes a while to get, you know, Snyder being in there for, I believe, 19 years or 20 years as an owner now. So I think it's just about getting the right people in play and, you know, just about moving forward with things and not kind of, you know, putting guys in situations that, you know, you bring in a guy in that doesn't really know anything about the history of what the Redskins may be about. And like I said, they brought in Doug Williams. I thought that was a great step. So they're moving forward with a lot of things. And to say that, you know, teams may look at the roster and may not know guys. I mean, I was out there, you know, on the field pregame for the Redskins, and I'm 2 years removed, and I knew none of those guys really, besides the core group of guys who have probably been there, you know, since Jay's been in there, like a Breshad Breeland or Niles Paul. You know, right. But other than that, you know, looking at some of the defensive guys, I had no idea who these linebackers were. You know, and that's just
things got a little nuts late in the year with the injuries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about a guy you do know well then. And I'm going to give you a hat tip for how politically correct you just answered that question, by the way. You did very good there. But a guy you do know well is Jay Gruden. You played under him for a couple of years.
Yep.
There was some talk late in the year, especially when they got blown out against Dallas and blown out against the Chargers. Hey, is Gruden going to make it? Is Gruden going to last? He ended up you know, they won the two games at home against a bad Cardinals team, bad Broncos team. Gruden is here to stay with the Skins. What do you think? For me, though, 2018 becomes a pretty pressure-packed year for him as far as this. He has to make the playoffs. I'm curious what you think.
I think he's in a situation that every coach is in usually. You know, like you said, he's got to make the playoffs. He's got to win a playoff game, I believe. But making the playoffs would be the start and, you know, a step to where they want to go with things. But I just think being more consistent throughout the year, obviously, like you said, injuries played a lot of things. You know, set him back in ways that he thought, like a Chris Thompson, kind of hurt the offense a lot.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, as a coach, I love Jay. I kind of made a joke to him that, you know, he ended my career, you know, just because he didn't want to sign me back. And he made the comment and said, no, it was Niles Paul. You know, so it was kind of a, you know, funny moment. But, you know, it's all good. But, you know, I like Jay a lot. You know, I think he's doing some great things down there. I just think, like I said, he just needs to get a core group of guys and kind of stick with those guys as opposed to changing each and every year. I mean, obviously, he had Joe Barry as a coordinator for 2 years. I believe Jim Haslett was the first year and, you know, a different guy this year. So I think you just need to stick with guys, kind of stick with a common theme or a common scheme in terms of things and what you want to do and move forward as opposed to changing each and every year and trying to find the answer where the answer might be within yourself, you know, and just look at yourself and see how you have a handle on your team and stuff.
Let me ask you this one. What do you think the relationship is with Jay and Kirk?
It's pretty, I mean, Kirk is winning. You know, at the end of the day, I don't look at Kirk as a guy who's, a guy that's not going to be a leader in the locker room. But I think it's kind of mixed feelings there, you know, mixed emotions. I think there's a lot of tension there because Kirk wants a long-term deal. I don't really know, listening to Jay's interviews, if he actually believes in Kirk all the way. You know, just saying, oh, we might not have Kirk, you know. And I've always heard guys in organizations, like, you come out and you see Belichick and the owner saying, hey, he's going to be our coach next year. It's not, you know, well, it's just, you know, it's never the question of, you know, a gray area. It's always black and white, you know, with everything. And that's what I think the difference is with a lot of things. So I think, you know, moving forward, there's a lot of tension there with a lot of those guys in the locker room with that situation. But, you know, I hope they pay the guy. You know, he deserves it stats-wise. I think he's top five quarterback in terms of, you know, just numbers and, you know, ratings, stuff like that over the past couple of years. He's done a great job. Pay the man.
And do players – so certainly the statistics are there, but do players ever wonder, like, man, the stats are there, but we're not winning?
Yeah, you could say that, but you got to look at all aspects of everything. They haven't had a running back that ran for 1,000 yards since Alfred Morris in 2014. You have to look at the defense.
Since you were on the team, I might add.
Yeah, I was blocking for that running back.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll throw that out there. you know, you haven't had a receiver, I don't believe, go for 1,000 yards. Maybe Pierre 1 year in 2015.
Pierre and Deshaun did it last year, but they hadn't done it prior. You know,
yep,
it was
– yep.
You can wonder if there was a contract year push there. Who knows? But they both were able to get, and they just got over last year, like 1,007 yards.
And thinking about it again, you still had guys who you didn't have 1,000 yard back, you know? So just looking at it like that, I think the running game starts with a lot of things. And looking at what Jay did in Cincinnati, I'm actually surprised that they don't really run the ball as much as, you know, the success he had in Cincinnati with, you know, Hill and Giovanni for a little bit before coming over to the Redskins. So,
right. It's tough. It's been hard to figure out their run game, honestly.
I think they just need a fullback. They want to go with this tight end stuff. That's not the NFC East.
I like it. Let me ask you this, since you brought it up. What do you think about the diminishing role of fullbacks in the NFL?
You know what? I think the teams who consistently move the ball well and do things in the running game, I think they use a fullback. You look at what San Francisco did over the last 5 weeks, getting Uscheck involved with a lot of
New
things.
New Orleans, too, man. They always bring that.
Yeah, New Orleans. Zach Lyon, I believe his name is. And, you know, James Devlin up in New England is doing a great job for those guys. People don't really realize he's been around for a while, maybe because he was deployed military-wise and stuff. But he's done a great job up there. He actually made the Pro Bowl this year. Tommy Bohannon sitting out a year last year and coming back to Jacksonville and finishing second in votes in the player voting. Obviously, you could tell I'm in the league office, so looking at numbers all day. But, you know, so, yeah, fullback, I don't think it's a diminishing role. I think they need to bring it back a little bit more because, you know, you see a lot of guys, you know, the game's won in the trenches. You look at, you know, the end of the game, teams who win consistently still have to run the ball at the end of the game to win the game. So I think, you know, you keep a fullback, and it sucks that, you know, CBA allows younger guys to come in and kind of phases the older guys out, you know, but it's okay.
Well, and you know that I played fullback as a senior at BCC High School, so I'm in the brotherhood.
I hear you.
I didn't play very much.
Yeah, I didn't cut you off a little early.
Yeah, I didn't really have the build for it, but there was nowhere else to put me.
I don't think I had the build either. I was just short and wide. So
you have the build, dude. You have the build. All right, two quick ones before I let you go. You still keep up with RG3? I know you guys were friends.
Yeah, I'm actually in his wedding in March.
Oh, so, my God, really?
Yeah, good dude. He's a close friend of mine.
How is he doing? How is Greta? I have not met her.
They're well. You know, he's happy. He's in a good place. Obviously, he wants to play football, and, you know, he'll train and do some other things and hopefully move forward with this year. Obviously, it's all in the plan for, you know, what the man upstairs has for him. But I think he's in a good place. He's happy. His kids are good, and it's all that matters. You know, he's healthy, and, you know, like I said, he's trying to get back into the game.
He should be in the league?
I believe so. I think he should get a chance. Mark Sanchez is still playing too, and he did a lot of things. And not to disrespect Mark Sanchez, but he did a lot of things early on that people questioned, and he's being able to rebound from that, you know, and being able to be a backup in the league. So, you know, give the guy a chance. We'll see what happens with it.
Right. You're telling me, you don't have to say this, I'm going to say this, Robert Griffin III gives you a better chance to win than Tom Savage. There are dudes out there that get opportunities that RG3 should be playing over.
You know what, I think...
you can tell him I said that.
Yeah, being politically correct, I think all those guys deserve a chance. Bring them to camp, let them battle it out.
I'm with you. Well, this is my last RG3 question. Were you impressed by his hoop skills when he was playing at the Estonian YMCA and he posted the video on Instagram?
You know what? So we used to play offense versus defense. Don't tell the coaches now, but obviously it doesn't matter now. It was a couple of years ago. But myself, RG3, Jordan Reed, Trent Williams, and one other guy, Niles Paul versus D'Angelo Hall. Robert Henson used to be a linebacker with us in 09, and a couple of defensive guys. And, you know, we would play 5-on-5 all the time in the gym, you know, in the offseason. And
right.
Obviously, when I got his chance to see him jump, he jumped over D'Angelo Hall's head. And, you know, he didn't dunk on him, but it was pretty close. And then, you know, like I said, it was back and forth between him and Jordan Reed, who were the best. Of players, you know, but I think RG3 is an all-around athlete with him being track and basketball, but I'm not surprised. I've seen him dunk on a couple guys, but...
Did he ever dunk on you?
No, I just moved out of the way. He's always on my team. I knew to pick him first.
Yeah, dude. Don't take that charge. It's not worth being on the poster.
Nah, not in street ball. Definitely not. Too many social media posts out there today.
Absolutely. Dude, this is so much fun. Maybe we can do it again in a month. I don't want to bug you too much, but this was too much fun to not keep bringing you back.
No, it's perfect. I'm just doing Pro Bowl, Super Bowl, and doing some combine stuff. So, yeah, definitely just throw me a shot. I'm always in the loop.
Well, if my bosses are listening, hopefully I will see you at one, if not a couple, of those events. I assume you'll be in Minnesota and everything?
Yeah, so, you know, I didn't get a chance to play in the Super Bowl, so getting to work, it'll be fun to be on the field before the game and stuff. So,
see, I'm same excited. With me. I didn't get to play in the Super Bowl, so hopefully I'll get to be there and walk around.
Well, you've been doing too many good things down there. They need to, you know, reward you a little bit, so hopefully I do see you there.
All right, man. Thank you so much, dude. This was awesome.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was a blast. DY is such a good dude. Highlight of that interview, Tandler.
I just like to hear about what he's doing today, catch up with him. He's always a good guy to talk to in the locker room. Maybe a little too honest for his own good sometimes, but
Mitch,
but he's a good
5-on-5 basketball, baby. That was awesome at the end.
That was great. The thing that stands out is what he said about Kirk and Jay. I mean, talking about the tension there and that, there's something to that.
Absolutely. When other players or ex-players are starting to recognize that's something.
All right. Good news, bad news. What should we do first?
Good news.
Okay. The good news is we still have time for me to do this weird mystery reveal. I brought cookies in, gentlemen.
Wow. Ooh.
Do these cookies... I can't even open the damn container.
Oh, man.
Do these look appetizing whatsoever?
They are random shades of blue and green and have some
sort of
sugar crack.
They're good, dude. Try them.
I bet they're good.
They're sugar cookies.
I like sugar cookies.
I have no... Oh, they're crunchy, how you like?
I'm a big crunchy cookie guy.
All right, so that's the good news, and it kind of really doesn't help our listeners, so sorry. I can mail you a picture of these cookies if you
want. We'll tweet out a picture of the cookies. You guys can decide.
But the bad news is we're going to have to push Tandler's Got Jokes to our Friday podcast, but the reverse good news is we're going to have a Friday podcast. We're going to have an interview with Sports Business Journal's John Arand, and we're going to talk about Kirk Cousins, but from a different angle than what we've all been talking about. What is the marketing value of him staying with the Redskins, and is that something the organization should try to sell, as it seems pretty apparent Kirk wants to go to free agency?
In their desperate attempt to try to keep him here.
As Tandler put it.
So they have an actual quarterback.
As Tandler put it,
next year.
Kirk has, give it to me one more time, Tandler.
They've got him at gunpoint.
Kirk has the Redskins at gunpoint.
Yes.
Yep. That's where we are. Mitch, Tandler, tell the folks what to do.
Real quick, go to NBCS Redskins. Vote for your Redskins.
You gotta
fan
be able
of the
to
year.
Nail that delivery a little bit.
NBCS Redskins.
Okay,
we got it. Right. Vote for your Redskins fan of the year on Twitter. Go, Tandler.
There you go. You're listening, obviously, to hear this, but also subscribe and leave some reviews.
Leave some reviews. We've gotten a couple. iTunes is whack because they're not like showing up, but who the hell knows? Thank you guys for listening. That DY interview, I was laughing like hell. That was a fun one.
It was good.
Okay, folks, if you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.